My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Common sense knowledge, they call this. I mean, it's so common that everybody will tell you, why do you actually say something like this? I mean, a fig tree can only bear figs, supposedly. Well, James uses this image to convey a very, very important message about wisdom, about two types of wisdom. And he uses the image of two trees and two types of wisdom. It's quite obvious that for James, wisdom is either based in God or wisdom is based in humanity, in mankind. He differs a bit from Proverbs, who distinguishes between wisdom and foolishness. James actually does not prefer the term fool. He uses earthly wisdom. I find this quite fascinating, I must say, his shift between wisdom and foolishness in terms of earthly and heavenly wisdom. Of course, earthly wisdom, you can see the fruit in people's behavior, in the type of relationships they grow and which they cultivate. And he explains this to us that earthly wisdom is known in terms of bitter jealousy and selfish selfness. This is the type of earthly wisdom that James sees everywhere in relationships, in interactions. And you know what? We don't have to look far in the Bible to find this kind of wisdom. Already in Genesis chapter 3, this is the original sin, where the first couple decide that they can become like God's selfness. We don't want to bow before God. We actually want his throne. And in Genesis 11, when the tower is built, that infamous tower of Babylon, of Babel, you suddenly see how people become so full of themselves, of their selfishness, of their ambition to become godlike, to become all-powerful, that they try to build a tower to take out God eventually. This is the type of wisdom that James finds everywhere, that we also find everywhere. Jealousy as well. Once again, you don't have to read far into the Bible to find traces of bitter, bitter jealousy. Genesis 4, Cain and Abel. The human race has begun, and suddenly you find two brothers at odds. Cain being jealous about God accepting his brother's sacrifice. God warns Cain, but he does not listen, and eventually he kills his brother. Bitter jealousy. Right here in our own day. I mean, just watch the different TV programs, and you'll see it's all about selfish competition. In order for me to succeed, to win, I have to step on others. I have to outwit them, outplay them. I have to stab them in the back. This is earthly wisdom, common sense knowledge, that this wisdom is prevalent. Most people adhere to its game plan. James knows of heavenly wisdom as well. Scarce, precious. And he tells us in James chapter 3 from verse 12. He says that he asks the question actually in verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Literally in the Greek, he uses a term for what we could call spiritual intelligence, the right intelligence. IQ Yes, people will always associate that with high intelligence, with being able to store huge amounts of information in your brain and to recall it at will. But heavenly wisdom, God's wisdom, needs different roots. You need to get your roots in heaven. You need heavenly roots. And this is exactly what James tells his readers, and also he tells us in verse 17, wisdom that comes from heaven, wisdom that is anchored in God's vineyard in heaven. So if you want divine wisdom, if you want heavenly wisdom in a world full of, in the words of Proverbs, fools, or in the words of James, earthly wisdom, you need to get your roots transplanted from earth to heaven. How do you do it? Well, James tells us in James chapter 1, verse 5. He tells us, do you desire wisdom? Just pray. Ask God, and He will give it to you. He will just give it to you. This is a sure, solid promise in the Word of God. You need wisdom, ask, and you shall receive. It's as simple as this. This is how you transplant your life, your relationships, the way that you do life, by shifting from vineyard to vineyard. Because as common sense knowledge would have it, you cannot and you will never be able to find grapes on a fig tree, as we have learned in James 3, verse 12. So shift your life to heaven by asking God. And the fruit? Oh well, James tells us, he says the wisdom that comes from heaven, verse 17, is first of all pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. But mostly, and he says this earlier as well, the right fruit is about humility and gentleness. Humility and gentleness. And then literally this letter of James is actually written to help you and me to get this fruit in our lives, humility and gentleness. So firstly, how do I get wisdom? I pray. Secondly, as I read in James 1 verse 26, I shift my entire life towards people in need, people who suffer, the widows and the orphans, as James tells us, will be the people that we now see, that are now in our sight. This is wisdom. When I become a gentle person, and it is shown in my relationships, in my caring for and respect for those who have been forgotten by the rest of society, trampled on, ignored, humiliated. And nowadays, we are so aware of people suffering, losing their jobs, losing family members, being alone, being part of the forgotten. James says, when my life, my roots are planted in heaven's vineyard, the fruit that I will bear is gentleness towards widows and orphans. He also tells me in James chapter 2 that I will be moved to have a heart for the poor. I will not discriminate. Ah, we live in a time in our world where discrimination is rife. Group against group, rich against poor, have-nots against have-gots. And people are driven into camps. Even religious people are in camps. And sometimes they fight each other on social media, in public, from pulpits. James 2 tells us, in your midst, when your life is planted in God's vineyard, when you see a rich person and a poor person, you will not discriminate. The love of God will make you look at others differently, with a soft look, a gentle look, the look of kindness. And that's why he also tells us that in the rest of chapter 2, if you see people who are hungry, you cannot walk past without helping. Your heart will bleed love, leak love. This is what God's wisdom does to ordinary people. But then you have to shift from vineyard, from earthly wisdom to heavenly wisdom. Then you need a new form of intelligence, wisdom intelligence, spiritual intelligence. And then you will start producing the fruit of gentleness as well as humility. James writes about humility in chapter 4 of his letter, where he tells Christians in verse 7 to 10 that we have to humiliate ourselves in the presence of God, that we have to bow down before God, that we have to be literally on our faces before God so that He will raise us up. Humility is about being empty of my own selfishness, my selfness, my arrogance, and being full of God. I always remind myself, God cannot paint on a proud canvas. When I'm full of myself, when my ego is out of control, when it's all about me, myself, and I, God cannot do much with me. Then I'm in the grips of earthly wisdom. But when I allow God to replant my life, when my roots grow in heaven, my fruit will be visible here on earth in humility, in a heart of servanthood, of being humble in the presence of God and humble in the presence of others, of not being self-righteous, of not having to have the last word every single time, of being full of grace. And then a beautiful thing in verse 18 of James chapter 3, James tells us that not only do I have to shift from vineyard, from an earthly vineyard to a heavenly vineyard, not only do I have to shift from earthly wisdom to godly wisdom, but I also have to plant my life there. I have to embrace wisdom intelligence, and I have to have the fruits of humility and gentleness. But every good tree in a good vineyard also produces seed, fruit and seed. And this is what James tells us in verse 18. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. So James tells us, just as earthly wisdom will have huge amounts of followers, so will the good seed eventually lead to more seed and more seed and more trees. It will multiply. So it's up to you which fruit, which seed will multiply. And if my life is planted in the vineyard of God, the fruit will be peace, and the seed will be other peacemakers. They say you can only actually build a bridge from the middle. Well, this is how the old bridges were built in any case. And if you want to get people on the opposite shores of life to meet one another, there must be a bridge in the middle. And this is what we are called to do, peacemakers, especially at a time like this. Everybody blames everybody else. It's the government, it's the church, it's big business, you call it. It's their responsibility to create jobs and make peace and whatever. No, it's mine as well. Earthly wisdom says next to Cain, am I my brother's keeper? Heavenly wisdom says, You are. You are the peacemaker. You are called by God to build bridges, to make peace. And this will be the seed. This will be your legacy. Not all the money you made, not all the big things you did in life, but the fruit and the seed of your life will be peace and making peace. Isn't this amazing? Isn't this amazing? That's why James asks us in verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, their deeds done in humility and in meekness. So, your life and mine, wisdom from above, wisdom from below. Do we have wisdom, intelligence, humility and meekness? What would the seeds be of our lives? Let's ask God in prayer to meet our needs, to give us the wisdom that He only can provide. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you have a vineyard in heaven where the fruit is humility and kindness and peace. Lord, I would like to have my roots planted there. Lord, provide me with wisdom and the fruit of wisdom, the fruit of humility and peace. And Lord, I so long for the seeds of peacemaking, forgiveness, and wholeness. Here I am, Lord. Shape me, form me, fill me with your wisdom. This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We now have time to serve God, to worship God through our financial contributions, and you will find all the details on the screen next to me.